Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman. I am your host. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Today, I'd like to talk about Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, specifically because Plants vs. Zombies is back. It's not Garden Warfare this time. Now it is Plants vs. Zombies, The Battle for Neighborville, which is more or less Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 3. It was just shadow announced earlier on this week. And it is available now. Well, here's what's weird, right? So, because is it available or not is a very interesting question. The game technically launches October 16th, right? But it is actually available now, and if you purchase it, and you can buy what's called like the Founders Pack, it's $29.99. You get access to the full version of the game digitally right now, and then you get 6 weeks of pre-launch content. Now, they've said specifically this isn't a beta, it is not an early access period in the way that most of us would think about an early access video game. This is simply, if you pay $30, you get the game 6 weeks early. There are going to be bonus skins and extra content drops for early adopters. Also, the game's going to be $40 at launch, which is a great price for a Plants vs. Zombies game. And if you get it now, early, it's $30. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing with this particular pricing strategy, but I think it makes sense to me, right? Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare doesn't really benefit from a massive marketing push. What it benefits from is having populated servers and lots of people playing and ready to go. So what's new in this game? So here's what it is. The first piece, obviously, there's new plants and new zombies. The big addition are what are called co-op classes. What that means is on each faction, there's a character that you can play that if you team up with other members of that same class, you get to summon like a bigger thing and you get to work together, which means you do more damage, you have a bigger impact on the battlefield. The downside is if you die, all the characters that are involved die. So there's risks versus reward. I think that's super awesome. I think it's a great idea. It's design space that I don't see used in shooters very often. So I think it's actually a really interesting concept. Well, I mean, I guess it is used like in vehicles and things like that. And I'll admit, I'm surprised they haven't added vehicles to Plants vs. Zombies yet. Why not just take a cue from Battlefield? But this is an interesting concept. So the plant co-op class is called Oak and Acorn. So basically, people will play as these little acorns, and they can, through some means, they haven't really explained it yet, or at least I haven't seen it yet, combine to turn into like a giant oak tree with a cannon. Looks super cool, looks very powerful, and the zombie version, there is an alien that is flying around in a little UFO, like a little alien version. And if multiple alien UFO or zombie UFOs combine together, they form a space station and they can fly around. It doesn't look like they can get a lot of verticality, but they fly around and they have different weapons, etc. Looks super cool to me. This is probably this is the new big feature character-wise, and I think it makes perfect sense. I can't wait to see it in the battlefield. To go along with that, before I talk about the other four new characters, they added split screen to all of the modes, which I think is such a great idea. Split screen co-op, meaning, you know, a brother and sister, or two brothers, or a mom and dad and their kid can play together on the same Xbox or PS4 in all of the modes, including online multiplayer. I think that's super fun. Gives more people an opportunity to play at once. I know we'll be taking advantage of that split screen. every time this game gets played. So that's pretty awesome. And I think that works very well for these co-op classes, because if two people happen to be playing the same co-op class, they come together, and here you go. So now the four individual classes. So I'll go over the plants first. The first is Snapdragon. It is a plant that, obviously, it has a dragon head, and it shoots fireballs that are like homing missiles that I'm presuming do like damage over time. Super cool. We obviously don't know all of its tricks, but it looks like it's a dragon, so it breathes fire. The other plant is, it's called Deathshade, or no, Nightshade. And Nightshade is a mushroom who also happens to be a martial artist. So she uses power, you know, can kind of, go invisible, teleport, and has a bunch of melee AoE attacks. So that's kind of interesting. I love it. The character looks cool. I looked around on Twitter last night, and I saw some people saying that the character's actually a little bit overpowered. Obviously, this is an online game that's going to be updated over time, so I'm sure that balance issue will be resolved. It could also be, though, that it's just, you know, people who are used to playing Plants vs. Zombies aren't necessarily going to be used to strictly melee characters. And so it could just be a matter of adjusting strategies. Who knows? So that is the second plant. So those are the three plants, are the Oak and Acorn, Snapdragon, and Nightshade. So now the zombies, I already talked about how they have the zombie space station. So there are two individual characters. They have Electric Slide, I believe is the character's name, who is basically a disco zombie that has lightning powers. So looks super fast, lots of mobility. I saw a really cool dash move that I'm sure also can be used as an escape. And then, obviously lightning powers. So I would bet lightning powers would include some kind of a stun, maybe some attacks that will bounce off enemies and, you know, bounce from target to target, perhaps. Tough to say. And then the second one is an 80s action hero. Now, I actually didn't catch this character's name, but it's basically Zombie Rambo. Looks like he fights primarily with a bow and arrow. Again, very cool use of a new mechanic, cool use of design space. Games have gotten so much better with using bows and arrows recently. I remember bow and arrow used to be just a different kind of gun that had different stats, and it was rarely worth it. But now, really ever since like the Tomb Raider reboot, we figured out how to use, they have figured out in the game design world how to make bows feel cool. My kids love playing with the bows and arrows in Fortnite. If this is even close to that, I expect this character will be very cool and very popular. And he's all 80s action hero themed. So I can't wait to see some of the skins on him. So those are the six new characters. And all the other characters from before are back, from what I can tell based on the trailers. And so that's a lot of characters. They have the standard Plants vs. Zombies modes across what I understand is about 12 different maps, which is a lot. They also have single-player campaign, where you can go into a forest and explore, complete quests, meet allies, fight enemies. That sounds awesome. Single-player content in Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare was fun. One of the things that I'm looking forward to is there are a few zones within Neighborville that are just literally non-stop wars. So they're just constant war zones where you can just hop in, and it will likely not be objective-based combat. It will likely be just, you know, constant warfare between likely, the two factions, and a combination of humans and bots. And that sounds super fun to me. It's just an opportunity to get in there, maybe earn some in-game currency or complete some of, you know, some trophies or achievements, things like that. Sounds super cool. And they also have two large social spaces, one for zombies, one for plants, that appear to have mini games and other cool shops in them. The whole thing sounds pretty awesome to me, especially when it's all wrapped up in a $40 price tag. It's coming out in October. I suspect when we do our holiday gift guide, especially when I'm going to be making suggestions for shooters that are, you know, not Call of Duty, Battlefield, etc., I have a very strong feeling that the Plants vs. Zombies Battle for Neighborville will find its way onto that list. So I'm going to go ahead and share this into the EFG community. You can go there by going to engagefamilygaming.com/community. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Is this a game, like, did you need this game? Were you interested in it? Or is this one of those things where, you know, maybe you've got other stuff to play? Please sound off in the comments. Let us know what you say. And we'll see you next time. Until then, I hope you have a great weekend. And don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.